This week, President Trump asked in a tweet, by the way, if Russia was working so hard in the 2016 election, it all took place during the Obama admin, why didn't they stop them? Well, today's Washington Post reports on what the Obama administration did and did not do to punish Russia for its interference in the 2016 election. It's an extremely detailed report. We'll link you at herenow.org. But Greg Miller, national security correspondent for the Post and one of the reporters on the piece, joins us for the headlines. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And you quote one former senior Obama administration official saying, I feel like we sort of choked, and others who say they were in an impossible position, starting with they didn't want to be perceived as trying to influence the election by pointing out what Russia was doing. What do you think? Did Obama choke?
I mean, I think they ended up getting tied up in knots quite a bit. And I think a lot of the people we talked to would admit that at this point. Yeah. And they were tied up by a number of factors. I mean, some of them, all of them are legitimate, I think. But their response or the way they tried to navigate this minefield, it couldn't be questioned. I think they were legitimately worried before the election about an escalation. If they act, if they punish Russia, does Russia come back even harder and really mess up Election Day, for example? That was a real worry.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit more about what the administration was seeing. Fake news stories, but also requests for visas.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of new detail in this story about other things we didn't know at the time that were causing alarm for national security officials. One of those things was a flurry of an unusual spike in the number of requests from Moscow for temporary visas for its officials to be in the United States before the election. A lot of these requests were for people who had technical skills or technical training, supposedly to go to work at Russian missions in the United States, but the FBI kind of freaked out. What are these people all trying to get into this country for? And asked and got the State Department to kind of slow roll those requests to make sure that most of them didn't get through.
Yeah, and of course, there were also the attacks, the hacking attacks on the Democratic Party. But as former Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson told the House Intelligence Committee this week, once the Obama administration started getting this intelligence and an explosive CIA intelligence report that arrived at the White House in August and pretty much came out and said Russia is trying to interfere with our election. He, Jay Johnson, tried to warn state election officials. He was met with reactions that, you write, ranged from neutral to negative. Georgia Secretary of State still says he doesn't believe it. And then administration officials went to congressional leaders, and that meeting divided along party lines.
Yeah, they ran into opposition and obstacles at almost every turn. They made a real effort to try to get to Republicans to sign onto statements condemning Moscow's interference and urging state election officials and systems to get help, make sure their systems were secure. And Republicans wanted no part of this. I mean, it really did become bogged down in politics in a very disturbing and disheartening way.
Yeah. Well, when the administration did decide to issue a public statement in October and let the public know, about Russia's attempts to interfere in the election, which was upcoming, but having interfered in the during the campaign, this was, I think you write, issued this statement at 3:30. And then at 4 o'clock, your paper broke the story of the Access Hollywood tapes, completely drowning the administration's announcement.
Yeah, it was almost as if they really couldn't catch a break here. So they finally bring themselves to issue a statement. For the first time, the Obama administration is going to say something publicly about what it knows about what Russia is up to. They release it. Half an hour later, the Access Hollywood tape breaks on the Washington Post website. It drowns almost everything else out. And then a half an hour later after that, WikiLeaks puts out its first dump of emails from John Podesta's email account. I mean, it just was an avalanche that day.
Well, what about after the election? The Obama administration still in power. And you talk about them planting cyber weapons in Russia's infrastructure. These are the digital equivalent of something that can be detonated, you know, if the U.S. does find that Moscow is escalating, this sort of cyber attack. Tell us more about that and what has happened to that cyber weapon infrastructure.
Right. So when Obama finally does act and impose some punishment on Moscow in late December, there are a number of measures that they announce. They're going to expel 35 Russians from the United States. They're going to close some compounds. They announce some economic sanctions. But the most intriguing thing they do is not announced. It is hidden. It is that Obama has secretly approved this covert classified program authorizing his intelligence agencies to start planting cyber weapons across Russian infrastructure, things that could be detonated down the road if the United States gets in an exchange with Moscow. And the weird thing here, the strange thing, is that it will take time for this capability to be put in place. So it would be up to the Trump administration whether any of that ever gets used.
And, of course, the Trump administration and President Trump in particular has said he doesn't quite believe that there even was this interference. Greg Miller.
Has no inclination of following up on any of these punitive measures.
Greg Miller, national security correspondent for The Washington Post, and you can read Obama's Secret Struggle to Punish Russia for Putin's Election Assault at hearnow.org. Greg, thank you.
Thank you.